want to thank my friend, the director of the John A. Logan Museum, Michael Jones, is joining me in the studio. First off, Mike, it's good to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you, sir.
Been staying out of trouble? No wants, no warrants, no liens?
Well, kind of. Mostly, I think,
those are the big
yes.
stuff, yeah. Right. Anytime I get Mike in the studio, I always enjoy it. You know, so the Civil War, it's always been kind of interesting to me because, well, Southern Illinois and Johnny Logan. I mean, that really real. Of course, we could also talk about what was John Pope in Pope County, who was deeply involved as well. But this upcoming event you've got, this is going to be coming up, Caught in the Sweep of History, Egypt and the Civil War. The second year is coming up at the Liberty Theater in Murfreesboro, and you've got a guest who's going to be coming in lecturing.
Well, that's a couple of different events. This Monday, the 28th of July, we're having a gentleman come in and lecture on the Battle of Champion Hill. And his passion is wonderful. I mean, when you come and see him, it's like watching somebody who was a part of the battle. Glenn Bishop is a wonderful historian and tells a great story. So he'll be there Monday at 7 o'clock at the museum.
Okay.
And the Caught in the Sweep of History 2 is coming up August 23rd. And we have an event on August 11th, which might be of interest to people who are history buffs.
And this one on August the 11th is Treason in Southern Illinois. And this is the one that I think is kind of neat, because who hasn't wanted to send a congressman to jail?
That's a good point.
And they did it. And there was a wave of arrests that sent one congressman to jail without even a charge being filed. What can you tell me about that bit of the story?
It was a time, and I mean, I see parallels in history, and it's a time much like today. Today we have concern about the NSA collecting all of our data. Well, back then it was a question of freedom of speech during a time of war because the government was afraid of saboteurs and even terrorists because it was terrorism. They didn't call it terrorism, and they made this massive sweep across the nation, and Southern Illinois got hit hard. And
In Chicago, the military shut down newspapers at bayonet point.
Right. They shut down the Anna newspaper. So it was an interesting time, and then there was such an uproar that all these men went home with no charges ever having been filed.
So who's this congressman that went to jail?
His name was Josh Allen. He was William Joshua Allen, lived in Marion. In fact, his home's still over there, Logan's law partner. He took a little different course. He became a peace Democrat during the Civil War. Was elected to Logan's, would be the 13th Congressional District seat after Logan relinquished it. Got himself arrested in August, came back that November, and was resoundingly reelected to Congress.
Yeah, after going to jail.
After going to jail.
It's interesting because when you read some of these stories about Johnny Logan, you know, the people who were for and who were against the Civil War, who wanted to participate in the South, who wanted to stay the Confederacy, it's interesting that there was such a dissent. I mean, and then the threat of federal troops coming to Southern Illinois to suppress things that never really happened.
You know, we got a bad rap back then, and we still get a bad rap today about our Southern sympathies. I don't think it was a Southern sympathy so much as these peace Democrats and Allen simply wanted to let the South go. You know, it was their feeling that if they wanted to go, they could go. Whereas Southern Illinois Logan's Congressional District turned out 42% of its eligible men for the Union Army, when the state average was 29%. Southern Illinois actually had more men per capita participating in the Union Army than did Central and Northern Illinois.
And when you read the numbers, I believe Illinois was the fifth in total number of soldiers contributed to the Union effort. And if I remember correctly, it was 256,000 and change total soldiers who served for the Union out of the state of Illinois.
Yes. I thought I was thinking 259, but 256.
It might be.
Probably.
I've got a little dyslexia, right. And I flip some six and nines occasionally, but that's what my memory's telling me anyway.
Yeah, we did. And Southern, like I say, Southern Illinois certainly contributed their part, never had to draft a soldier in Southern Illinois. And at this point, we've only managed to collect data on 19 counties. We have 3,700 dead over the period of the war from 19 of our Southern Illinois counties.
But my understanding is it's difficult to count in that respect, Mike, because so many Union soldiers from Illinois were buried at prison camps where they died.
we try to run them down. We use muster records. We use letters. Post them on our Facebook page every day. The men who died on this day in 1864 will be posted from those 19 counties. But it's very difficult to run them down.
There are so many incredible stories about... Can I talk to you about a myth? I consider a myth?
Right.
That Illinois never had Southern soldiers invade the state, that Southern soldiers never came into the state of Illinois. That's what I was taught in high school. But that's not true.
They made a little incursion down in Pope County, wasn't it, or Hardin?
Pope.
Yeah.
And there was an incursion. Came in at approximately, you have to remember the river was a little more forgeable then. Came across about Caven Rock, then went to south where approximately Bay City, robbed along the way, and then exited back into Kentucky. And the reason I know that is because I've looked at the receipt they left. I said it robbed. I said stolen. But they actually left a receipt that will pay you back for the stuff we've taken as soon as we win the war.
Yes. I think that's in the possession of Illinois, of the Abraham Lincoln Library at this point.
Well, the one I saw was a photocopy.
Yeah. That's a neat story, yes.
And I actually went to that location with the owner of that property. And he showed me the place where they had robbed. And the cornerstones from the building are still there, along with the well that was behind or in front of that convenience store of the Old West, the trading post. And it's never been looked at archaeologically.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be an interesting thing to do. It'd be an interesting thing to put a state historical marker up somewhere.
Yeah, it is pretty neat. Not a single marker. You got to know where it's at. So, and fortunately, I know the property owner's taken me back there on more than one occasion. We've only got about a minute left. I wanted to ask you something else. The last time you were in the studio, you joined us for your search for these plaques to commemorate John A. Logan's general order that generated Memorial Day. Now, here's the thing. How's the search going?
Poorly.
Yeah?
Because I think it's hard to get this word out nationally, and they are so diverse. I was in Springfield Saturday and found one that I knew was there that had been in Lincoln's New Salem, and it was dedicated in 1940. So we're still looking, and they will show up if we keep getting the word out.
I think the New Salem one is interesting because the location of that being Lincoln's Illinois childhood home.
I do, too.
Young adult, I think, would be more accurate.
Right, I think it is, too. There's a Lincoln and Logan Association down at Andersonville, Georgia. They have the Gettysburg Address on a plaque right next to Logan's Memorial Day order.
And I think the poignancy of that being at Andersonville, where so many people died in prison camps, is once again this ability to tie a bunch of things together. What do you think
too.
About it?
And these things are tied together. And as the museum works through this, become very aware of that, because we'll come across these soldiers died Andersonville, grave number this, and they were starting to show up now. The Battle of Atlanta was the 22nd of July, so we're seeing a lot of people going to Andersonville now.
You know, there's incredible Southern Illinois stories when it comes to the Civil War, and that's when you get an opportunity to see one of these events and go out. Come on up, August 11th, 7 o'clock, Treason in Southern Illinois. That location's going to be for that?
For the General John A. Logan Museum.
Okay, that's August 11th at 7 o'clock. Saturday, August 23rd, Caught in the Sweep of History, Egypt in the Civil War, the second year. That's once against the Liberty Theater. But what's happening this weekend?
This weekend, on Monday, July 28th, we're having Glenn Bishop talk about the Battle of Champion Hill.
All right. That's another good story. Wish we had more time. News Radio WJPF. Mike's good to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you, sir.